Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
It is wonderful to be able to bring you each day the Hour One Nuggets and the daily devotional here on Worship Radio 247. And I felt very strongly today, before the program, that I wanted to continue to speak to you about renewing your mind. Turn with me to Romans and the 12th chapter, and I'm going to go from verse 1. It says this: "So, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him." Oh, wow. Verse 2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Beloved, I talked about this to you last week, about renewing your mind. It's more than just renewing your mind, though. Because Paul is telling us there, the way to truly worship God, the way to really, really, truly worship God is not just to sing songs, as we are doing now. That's one way. But the real way to worship him in spirit and in truth is to allow your bodies to belong to God, to become a living sacrifice for him. And the only way to renew our mind is to put the past, our past, behind us. It's for you to make a decision today that you are going to put everything that has gone before this moment in time behind you. Nelson Mandela said this: "As I walked out the door toward my freedom, I knew that if I did not leave all the anger, hatred, and bitterness behind, I would still be in prison." Let me say that again. As I walked out the door toward my freedom — that's when he was being released from prison after 27 years — "I knew that if I did not leave behind all the anger, hatred, and bitterness, that I would still be in prison." And that is the truth, beloved. And that is what I believe the Lord is saying to you and I today. He's saying to you and I, he's saying, what's ever gone before, what's ever behind you, you can't change. Whatever you've done in your life, you can't change it. If you've hurt someone, you can't change that. You can do nothing about it because you've already hurt them. If they have hurt you, you can't change it because they've already hurt you. But what we've got to do, beloved, is to leave it behind. If we don't leave it behind, how on earth can we renew our minds? How can your mind be renewed and transformed? And that is why there are still problems and issues. I was talking to somebody this morning on Facebook, and they were saying to me, "Would you pray for me?" And I wrote back and said, "Yes." And this person then went on to say to me — I won't give you their name, but this person went on to say to me, "Do you know, I keep getting these awful, horrid dreams. These dreams are happening all the time." And I said to this person, "You need to be listening to the Hour One Nugget today." Why? Because those dreams are talking about, I believe, what has gone before. And it's got to be left. It's got to be put away. It's got to be laid at the foot of the cross. If you need to forgive someone, then you need to do that now. Right at this moment, you need to forgive that person. And I hear what you're saying to me. You're saying it's impossible. I can't do that. I cannot forgive for what this person has done to me. Yes, you can. Because you have God Almighty on your side. You have Jesus on your side right now. And all you've got to do is to lay it at the foot of the cross and just let it go. And then say, with my will, I will forgive. That's the thing, you see. With my will, I will forgive. Many people are living in a situation where they've been hurt and betrayed. Perhaps that's you today. Perhaps you've been betrayed. Perhaps you've been so hurt you don't know what to do with that hurt. Perhaps you're living in a situation whereby you thought that the person you were with was the right person, and you found out that that person is not the right person, and now you feel stuck and don't know what to do. So deep inside you, you have an unhappiness. You have this really unhappy sense about you. Yet on the outside, you are always smiling, and you smile in the right place. And when you go to church, you say, "Hi, how you doing? Praise the Lord, lovely to see you." And it's all smiles, but it's all false. And this, beloved, is why you cannot get to grips with worship. This is why you are struggling so much. Why? Because you have not given yourself and your body to the living God. Yeah, you've said, "Come into my heart, Lord Jesus." But I believe it's more than that, beloved. It's giving every part of you, every single part, even the dark part that you don't want anyone to see. Even that part needs to be exposed in the light, and so that the Lord Jesus Christ can shine his torch on it and say, "Come out into the light. Come out into the light." Last week I brought you a word on, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I brought you that word for a reason. Because that is what the Lord Jesus is saying right now. He's saying you need to renew your mind. And he's saying, "Come unto me. If you are feeling tired and jaded, come to me. Lay it at the foot of the cross, because, beloved, you can't do anything with it. You can do nothing at all with this. All you can do is lay it at the foot of the cross and allow me to work in your life." How are we going to do that? How are we going to lay this stuff down? Because it's like a comfort blanket sometimes. We don't want to lay it down. We want to keep hold of it. How are we going to do that? Quite simply, by saying this: enough is enough. And if you are agreeing with me, and if you're feeling this now, I want you to say those words now. Enough is enough. No more sadness, no more unhappiness. And if you're that person who is in a relationship that you can't get out of because you believe you've got it all wrong, lay that too at the foot of the cross, because I am sure the Lord will transform the feelings that you have into true love for that person. I really believe that. I know it, in fact. So pray with me now. Father God, we want to transform our mind so badly. And I ask you to help those who are wanting to lay it all down at the foot of the cross. In Jesus' name, just say these words now. Heavenly Father, I love you and I adore you. And I lay my burdens down now at the foot of your cross. Help me transform my mind. Help me to really worship you. And Lord Jesus, I give you my all right now. Everything. every part of me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.